The National Football League likes to schedule a primetime game between marquee teams right around the middle of the season. Last year, two unbeaten teams faced off, the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts. This year's game is a repeat with a big difference. Neither team's been very good this season. And for more on the NFL, sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us, as he does most Fridays. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
I understand some of what's wrong with the Patriots. Their quarterback, Tom Brady, has been injured almost all season. The Colts, though, have lost 4 of 7 games already. What's happened to these two teams?
Well, the Patriots have looked terrific one week and awful another. Brady's replacement is a guy named Matt Cassel. He hadn't started a football game since high school. He was a backup for 4 years at Southern Cal. Indianapolis is a more conventional story. They've had a lot of injuries. Their star quarterback, Peyton Manning, was hurt over the summer. He's having a drastically subpar season. And yet, New England is 5-2. Indy's in a slightly tougher place with a 3-4 record, but they still could make the playoffs. And the message in all of this, I think, is that you should appreciate what these teams have done in the last decade. It is extremely hard to dominate year in and year out in the NFL.
Now, like other pro leagues, the NFL is staging regular season games overseas. Last weekend, the New Orleans Saints and San Diego Chargers played at Wembley Stadium in London. How did it go?
I don't think the coaches liked it very much. There were complaints about travel and logistics. But the game itself was a hit, especially compared to last year's first overseas game in London. And that was in a driving rain on a muddy field. This time, the Chargers and the Saints put up 69 points, very entertaining, 83,000 fans.
So might we see an NFL franchise in Europe someday?
Not anytime soon. The NFL did have this European League for more than a decade. It had to fold that last year. I don't think there's a sustained interest week to week in American football in Europe to support that, but I think we will get more games overseas. The NFL is thinking about expanding from 16 to 17 or 18 regular season games. One of those a year, every team, they could fan out around the globe and play football. Hawaii, Beijing, Mexico City, Berlin. There is interest to do that.
Well, let's move on to the National Football League and the state of the economy. You've written an article, I know, that will appear in the New York Times Play magazine this Sunday about the ongoing efforts to sell the Pittsburgh Steelers. Why is the Rooney family, which has owned the franchise forever, why do they want to sell?
Well, for one thing, they've been out of compliance with NFL ownership rules for years. They don't have a single owner who has at least a 30% stake in the team. And the second issue is that the owners, Dan Rooney, 76 years old, and his four brothers, need to settle some estate tax issues, or the taxes are just going to be enormous going forward for their heirs. So they went out, they did get an offer from a billionaire financier to buy the team outright, but they turned it down. Dan Rooney wants to keep the Steelers in his immediate family. So he's trying to line up investors and financing to buy out his brothers, and this, of course, in this economic climate, is not proving easy. And this is a real perfect storm for the NFL. You've got this old line family that's been so important to the history of the league. But candidly, they just don't have the money, the independent wealth that other owners who come into the league today do.
And now quickly on to sportscaster's envy, Stefan. Monday Night Football, ESPN, Chris Berman will be doing the Redskins-Steelers game, and he gets to do quite a halftime show.
Yeah, he's going to be interviewing Barack Obama and John McCain. And it's not a bad audience. Monday Night Football has averaged 12.2 million viewers per game so far this season. My only prayer is that Chris Berman doesn't unleash one of his trademark nicknames for athletes, in this case for the presidential candidates, because if he says Barack in a hard place, Obama, I'm going to turn off the TV.
Okay, I'll hold you to it. It's Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us most Fridays about sports and the business of sports. Stefan, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Robert.